Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And on this Yom HaZikaron Day, we turn our attention to those Israeli soldiers who lost their lives in defending the country. In March 2003, 24-year-old Daniel Mandel, who was the middle of five children, died in a shootout between his army unit and terrorists. And joining us now is his mom, Cheryl Mandel. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us on this deeply personal and, I would imagine, on many levels, traumatic day. You've shared Daniel's story with audiences globally, often with optimism and strength. Cheryl, what is one cherished memory of Daniel that brings you warmth and helps you carry his legacy forward on Yom HaZikaron?
Let's think of one cherished memory. First of all, as the middle child, he was a peacemaker in the family. And he was also the child that with the Shabbat table, he would organize his younger brothers to clear off the dishes, and he would organize, them to whatever needed to be done. He was the one who got things done in a positive way. There's a story that I love. My daughter, Nicole, got married maybe 28, 29 years ago. So Daniel was a teenager. And Daniel, they want my child number four, Gaby, to sing at the wedding. And he didn't want to. And he had gotten a haircut that was very, very, very bad. And his brother, especially Daniel, told him that they would fix his haircut if he would sing at Nicole's wedding. And they fixed his haircut, and he sang.
Oh, wow. Yom HaZikaron, which obviously we're commemorating today, is a day for the Israeli nation and Jewish communities around the world to remember. But obviously you, as a bereaved family, carry the loss daily. How does the collective embrace of Yom HaZikaron help you find moments of healing or maybe connection with others?
I'm sorry. I'm just getting out of my car, so I miss the
Yom HaZikaron. How does it help you? Because of course it's one day for everyone to remember.
You asked the wrong question.
I asked the wrong question. What would be the right question?
I do. Yom HaZikaron. It's for the Israeli nation.
Correct.
It's for Jews around the whole world. It's not for the families.
I understand that, and that's why
most years, I try to not be in Israel, much to the dismay of my husband and children. I try to be away, and when I'm away, I mean, just 2 years ago, I was hosted beautifully in your beautiful country, and when I'm away, I at least feel that I can. For a few minutes, touch the people and help them to understand what it is to be Israeli, what it is to have lost a child. Because you know what I say. I say that I love my children just as much as you love your children. But I send them to defend the state of Israel. And I do it because we all know what happened when there wasn't a Jewish state. What happened to the Jews?
Cheryl, as you say, I know that you've turned your grief into a powerful voice for unity and resilience. Besides the message you have shared with us, what message of hope or purpose do you draw from Daniel's life that you share, especially with young people?
A few things. Daniel found a lot of joy and gave a lot of joy in his community of friends, his community of soldiers. And I also, continuing it, maybe I was always like that, the community gives me a lot of strength and a lot of power. May I tell you why I was driving when you called me?
Please.
Yeah, okay. So we have a tradition in the Mandel household that on Yom HaZikaron today, in the late afternoon around 4:30, we invite the Danielim. There's 18 children named after my son Daniel. We invite the Danielim to come to our yard and to have a get together, and we eat pizza and glida, Daniel's two favorite foods. And so I just drove out through there's a million. I live in Gush Etzion, and there's going to be a national ceremony at our local graveyard in Kfar Tzion, where Daniel's buried. And so there's police stopping you every 10 meters. And I said to the policeman, I got to Kfar Tzion, where I went to buy the ice cream. And he stopped my car. And I said, look, I says, my son lives around the corner. I said, and I'm a bereaved mother with a tag that says I can drive anywhere. And I'm going to buy ice cream and pastries. So he let me through.
You said there's 18 people named after Daniel. You call them the Danielim.
The Danielim.
And
yeah.
18, of course, is Chai, which means life. And maybe as a last question, I mean, that's amazing. And do you think there is a message in that?
I don't know, but one of them is getting married in 3 weeks, so that's really exciting. And we'll go to the wedding and just be honored. Last night, Mizrahi Olami, World Mizrahi, had a major event for 2,200 religious young men and women that are learning here in Israel for a year. And I was honored to be one of the speakers and to be able to talk about Daniel. And what they arranged, there was one of the speakers with his daughter's death had donated organs. So somebody who had received an organ donation came up. Her husband was killed. So a few of her children came up. And for me, some of the Danielim came up. And so you just see this amazing, these 10 beautiful, beautiful young men and women from the age of 22 to the age of 11. You know, there were 10 of them. It was unbelievable. And they all come up on stage in order to honor Daniel.
Cheryl, I am deeply thankful that you've spoken to us. And I'm sorry that our time, as always on radio, is so short. But I think it's important for all of us to understand, as you say, the Danielim, I like to think that 18 meaning life is a powerful reminder of the fact that Daniel Mandel, your son, and all the other fallen Israel heroes are never forgotten. And we really owe our life and country to them. Thank you for joining us on Chai FM.